Beating diabetes, how can we do it? All right, we're taking a look at what we can consume that can help us, because very often that's a big part of it. Bitter melon, that may help lower your A1C. There was a lady who had an A1C level that signaled type 2 diabetes, so in addition to proper exercise, dieting, and medication, her endocrinologist suggested that she try eating bitter melon. That is a long, bitter gourd that's grown in South America, as well as parts of Africa, Asia, and the Caribbean. He said that anecdotally, all of his patients who have followed his advice have seen a considerable drop in their A1C. Lent found the bitter-tasting fruit at an Asian grocery store and added sun-dried slices to her tea. Although the melon made her brew taste like a weakened version of the water left from when you cook spinach, within 3 months, her A1C dropped from 6.5, which indicates diabetes, to the normal reading of 5.9. She believes that the bitter melon played a role, and some research supports that idea. There was a study that was published in the Journal of Ethnopharmacology that noted that bitter melon has a modest effect on lowering blood sugar. While the fruit may help, the results aren't a cue to stop taking your medication, though. In the study, bitter melon's hypoglycemic effect equated to taking less than 1,000 milligrams of glucophage, which is metformin, each day. That's the typical starting dose for people with diabetes, according to the Mayo Clinic. So, bitter melon. How about this one? Magnesium supplements to help correct nutritional deficiencies. So if you're living with diabetes, you likely know foods with fiber, protein, and healthy fat can be beneficial for your blood sugar and your waistline. But people with diabetes also should prioritize magnesium. Why? Because the people who have type 2 diabetes tend to be deficient in magnesium. There was a lady named Jennifer Reich who was advised by her doctor to take magnesium supplements. And here's the thing. Research supports the notion that magnesium supplements can help. A review published in the journal Biological Trace Elements Research suggested that chronic magnesium deficiency is associated with insulin resistance, and that is the hallmark of type 2 diabetes. Carolyn Dean, Dr. Carolyn Dean, who is also a member of the Medical Advisory Board for the Nutritional Magnesium Association based in Hawaii, says that magnesium is important because it helps insulin carry glucose to cells and thereby fuel the body. Insulin resistance prevents this process from taking place. And so if there's not enough magnesium to do the job, insulin and glucose become elevated. The excess glucose gets stored as fat, and it contributes to weight gain and diabetes. That magnesium is also important in activating hundreds of enzymes that control digestion, absorption, and the use of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. I'm telling you, I know I've said it before, I've got to say it again. The human body is amazing. It is awesome how our Creator has made our bodies. Okay, so bitter melon, magnesium supplements. How about this one? Warm milk with cinnamon and honey. Now, this warm milk with cinnamon and honey mix is important in preventing the Somogyi effect. There's a lady, 32-year-old lady, who has a family history of type 2 diabetes. She's found some success in lowering her blood sugar by drinking warm milk with honey before bed. Now, staying hydrated is important for people with diabetes, and cinnamon has shown some benefits for the disease. But what role might the combo play? Warm milk with cinnamon and honey. Well, Dr. Jewel Sheehan, a resident in pediatrics and anesthesia at Stanford University in California, who has not treated this lady we were talking about, says that the combination of warm milk, cinnamon, and honey could help stabilize a person's blood sugar and prevent the Somogyi effect, which is marked by high blood sugar in the morning. Registered dietitian Grace DeRocha explains that the Somogyi effect happens when excess insulin accumulates in the bloodstream overnight due to the use of long-acting insulin or a forgotten bedtime snack that can help balance blood sugar levels. In turn, it drops the blood sugars while sleeping, and then stored blood sugars are released into the blood. More about this when we come back. Second half, the next half of Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr.